This is KCUR 89.3. Robert Stewart has nurtured a lot of up-and-coming writers over the decades that he's spent as editor of New Letters magazine and as a writing professor at the University of Missouri, Kansas City. Now, Stewart has a new poetry collection of his own. It's called Working Class. In a recent interview with KCUR's In a recent interview on KCUR Central Standard, Stewart talked about his book with host Gina Kaufman.
There is a poem that I want you to read. It's a little bit shorter, and the reason I want you to read it is partly because it references daylight savings, but also because this poem has a place reference in Kansas City that maybe you need there, but maybe you don't. But I like that it puts us right in Kansas City.
I think that putting people in specific places is absolutely crucial to my work. When I teach, it's one of the things that I find difficult to get across to students sometimes, is to say, where are we? You know, what time is it?
And so in this poem, we're on 71 Highway?
Yes, I was returning back to Kansas City. I was going north on 71 Highway from a visit, and it was early in the morning, and I had realized that the time had changed and that I had gained an hour. And there's something about my nature, and I don't know what it is. We'll have another program on that, maybe. But I thought, you know, I'd rather lose an hour than gain an hour. And I really meant it. I really felt it. But it was such a paradox. I thought to myself, I think that's the beginning of a poem. It's called 71 Highway at the Moment of Change. I'd rather lose an hour than gain an hour. I'd rather be past than pass. I see a sign for the halfway cafe. Too late. I'd rather turn around than get home. The one biscuit order of biscuits and gravy has two biscuits. I swear it's a mistake, but she says, no, no mistake. I'd rather be wrong than right. I tip too much rather than sour someone's pumpkin smile. Everyone has idle hands. My computer at home has set its own clock to standard time. Think about what happens in the hour that appears one morning, the hour that flies around the city looking like a bellows. I'd rather trust than know for sure. The sky's bright lanes peek through chinks in a barn. Water towers take to the top of the world. Streets run to the high 100s. Thus, I discover I am behind. I'd rather go to the seasons than they to me. I'd rather my computer checked before it did things.
Well, so that last line and a couple of others seems to get at a theme that runs through this book as well, another theme, and that is kind of a lamenting of the passing of the 20th century, and also just the mechanization and automation of things that maybe characterizes the 21st. Just, it feels like the idea of human effort, physical human effort, means something to you.
That's really a nice comment on my poems. I appreciate that. And it's something that I probably couldn't have articulated quite as well as you just did. But yes, physical work, any kind of steady work, it is a valuable thing to me. And I'm not always up to it, but I appreciate it.
Before we go, I want to read you a last little snippet of poetry that moved me. And I understand it's not so new. The poem is called No Theory for the 20th Century. And it kind of picks up on that theme, too. Leave me here in the century where I was born, the old century of levers, knobs, vacuum tubes, furnace stacks, scrubbers, and lead filling the sky, tons of lead, through which I sail like a bird, born with a mysterious cell in its brain for the route home. Who walks the 100 years? Voice commands, retina twitches, turn and return from satellites now, without bones or muscles or clear membranes that protect the eye. I suppose getting lost no longer will be possible, or to be helpless and alone with only a prayer or a raft made of railroad ties, which wobbles on a wave like love.
Thank you.
Talk about that. This ode to levers and furnace stacks and lead in the sky, that it's like love to be lost.
Exactly. Well, that kind of gets back to my sensibility, which is that I'm much more comfortable around specific physical objects, and I have a epigraph in the book from the French philosopher Simone Weil. Absolutely unmixed attention is prayer. And I think that what she means by that is that when you pay close attention to things that are not you. And to people that are outside of yourself, that you are honoring them. And I wanted to honor the 20th century. I felt like at that time when I wrote the poem that we were focused on going away, you know, from that.
That was poet Robert Stewart speaking with Central Standard host Gina Kaufman about his new book, Working Class. You'll find the full version of this interview at kcur.org.